After they allegedly discarded their newborn baby in a dumpster, nearly 30 years went by without a word from the authorities. They probably thought they'd gotten away with it. But as with so many cases these days, genetic genealogy caught up with them. Or did it? This is the story of Inga and Andrew Carrier, the couple who threw away their baby, but may never face their reckoning. Hi friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here, and hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. I think a lot of us have an interest in cold cases being solved by genetic genealogy, especially since the Golden State Killer was put behind bars in 2020. I know I always have an eye on what's in the news, and I just love the idea of these people who thought they were safe getting their comeuppance years later. Like Michelle McNamara said in her book about the Golden State Killer, "One day soon, you'll hear a car pull up to your curb, an engine cut out. You'll hear footsteps coming up your front walk. The doorbell rings. No side gates are left open. You're long past leaping over a fence. Take one of your hyper-gulping breaths. Clench your teeth. Inch timidly toward the insistent bell. This is how it ends for you. You'll be silent forever and all be gone in the dark," you threatened a victim once. "Open the door. Show us your face. Walk into the light." Those words were so powerful to me. But today, I'm bringing you a case where that didn't happen at all. Hooray! I know I'm sick, and I appreciate you letting me cover what I want to, even when it doesn't have a simple, happy ending. Today's case began when a Mississippi policewoman was working a cold case in 2021. She came upon a white box among the department's other evidence that said simply, "Baby Doe." When she asked the clerk in the evidence room for a reminder about the details of that long-forgotten baby, she knew she had found what would be her next case. This newborn had been dropped into a garbage bag and thrown into a dumpster way back in April 1992. The baby was white and her umbilical cord was still attached, but that's about all they knew at the time. She was found in a town of about 10,000 people called Picayune, about 45 minutes from New Orleans on the Mississippi-Louisiana border. It was a fitting place for a monster to asphyxiate and discard a baby, because Picayune means of little value. A local farmer came across her little body while searching in a dumpster in the Pine Tree Plaza shopping center for food scraps, as he often did. It was Wednesday, April 15th at 4 or 5 p.m., and he just needed to feed his pigs. Assuming the squishy black plastic bag was full of food, he took it home, but didn't open it until that Friday. At first, he thought it was a little doll inside. Imagine his shock and horror.
A farmer found the baby's body behind Mr. Gaddy's pizza while taking the garbage to feed his livestock.
I moved the towel and I said, "Oh my God, that's a little doll." And then I said, "Well, that ain't a doll, that's human flesh." And it turned me sick. I just got up and got my truck and drove over to the house and called the authorities.
An autopsy showed the baby had likely been born that same Wednesday she was discovered. She was a few weeks premature and only lived for a few mere moments before she was smothered and wrapped in a maroon towel. Authorities thought the baby may have come from the New Orleans area because the bag she was found in had a few clues. Pages from a newspaper nearby, a candy wrapper from a drugstore in Greta, and the packaging from a lip gloss bought in Marrero. I don't know why it annoys me so much to imagine this killer enjoying candy and lip gloss, but I have issues. Anyway, the police called her Baby Jane and treated her death as a homicide. The next month, someone wrote a letter to the editor of the paper saying, "This is my appeal to any woman, teenager, or child who may find herself pregnant with an unwanted baby. I will take your baby. I don't care what color it is, who the father is, or who you are. I will love and care for your baby as if it were my own. I will give your baby a home and a chance at life. If you, in your mind, feel abandonment is your only choice, then leave your child on my doorstep. Wrap it warmly, ring the bell, run if you must, but make sure the door is answered and your baby is safe. Give your baby a chance." Authorities questioned local employees to no avail. No one ever came forward to identify Baby Jane, and DNA testing wasn't widely being used back in 1992. Her case went cold until this Mississippi policewoman picked it back up in August of 2021 and cracked it wide open. Officers spoke to those who had originally worked the case and found that she was buried in nearby Salem at Lee's Chapel Baptist Church. The kind people of the congregation had put together enough money for a plot and a headstone that read, "Heaven's Angel, April 15th, 1992 to April 15th, 1992. As luck would have it, the Mississippi Bureau of Investigations had a grant that would allow them to assist with the forensic testing and genetic genealogy. The 29-year-old evidence that had been carefully preserved in that box was now sent to a lab in Texas.
That sounds kind of crazy, but some agencies will destroy old stuff. It's imperative for agencies to retain that information. It's not all of them do.
The lab lifted fingerprints from the evidence and created the DNA profile for the baby, and then genetic genealogists used that information to make a family tree. From there, they were able to identify baby Jane's killers, her parents. It was the grandparents who were first uncovered by the genetic genealogists, and then their four children were all tested. In the end, the parents of baby Jane were Inga Johansson Carrier and Andrew K. Carrier II. Yes, his name is truly the second and not junior. Is that normal? Is that a Southern thing? That was new to me. Anyway, they hadn't kept their baby alive long enough to actually name her, so even with her parents identified, she remains baby Jane. Back in 1992, the Carriers were a couple of 19-year-olds living in Jefferson Parish who likely had the baby in Louisiana and dumped her in Mississippi. Now they were both 50 years old, divorced, and living separately in Louisiana. Inga and Andrew were arrested in early 2023 and were extradited to Mississippi and charged with first-degree murder. Inga's defense attorney seemed to be confident at the time, though, about her chances. He said that it's always hard to investigate and litigate decades-old cases.
It's quite unusual, Travers. This is only maybe the second or third case I've had in an almost 30-year career where somebody has been arrested for something that occurred 30 years ago. It's kind of the thing, Travers, is there's evidence to suggest that my client believed the child was stillborn, which would not be a newborn, not be a baby, not be an infant, and would not be a murder either. This is difficult for everybody, for both sides to handle because of the same things you said, Travers. The evidence is old, witnesses are gone. Some of the witnesses, some of the people who would have been witnesses have died, and that's accurate. That's not speculation on my part. In this case, some of the witnesses have in fact died. It's going to make it difficult to prosecute, difficult to defend.
So Inga's attorney said that Inga is innocent of murder because she believed at the time that the child was stillborn, and that means it wouldn't have been considered a newborn or even legally a person. This doesn't exactly ring true to me because why would people be so up in arms about abortion if they didn't consider a fetus a baby? The New York Times reports that numerous states across the country have passed laws recognizing fetuses, even fertilized eggs, as persons separate from the mother. Now, I read that a baby is considered stillborn if it dies before or during delivery at 20 or 28 weeks, depending on the source. And I found a bill proposed in the Mississippi Senate called the Mississippi Unborn Infants Dignity Act, which said that the laws of the state of Mississippi do not ensure that miscarried, stillborn, or aborted infants receive proper burials or final disposition. So maybe it was legally okay for Inga to throw out her baby with some candy wrappers? I will say that the U.S. government requires a baby to be born alive to be considered a dependent for tax purposes, so they're definitely differentiating between a stillborn and a baby who requires care. But man, even if the law is technically on the Carrier's side here, I'm not on their side. For me, even when a baby is stillborn, you don't just toss it out with the trash. The thing is that as nice as it is to know who baby Jane is after all these years, the $10,000 for the DNA testing and all of the effort spent was practically a waste because the case has been dropped. The DA office of the local parish says there's insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the couple had specific intent to kill or inflict harm upon baby Jane. A Louisiana State Police spokeswoman said that they prioritize cases where the peace and security of their communities are threatened. The Carriers may still face charges of desecrating a corpse, however. And the detective who reopened the case after almost 30 years said they have to live with it. They've kept it in all this time. They're exposed, so there's closure for some, knowing who did it. I have to wonder who knew that Inga was pregnant and never questioned it when she then didn't have a baby. I'm assuming she must have had baby Jane at home for authorities to have never looked at her, but who assisted this 19-year-old and then let her throw the baby away? I'm guessing that it's more than just Inga and Andrew who are culpable here. I'm curious what you think about this case and if you have the same thoughts and questions I do. Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.